It's our final installment of our summer music series, Setlist. Today we feature the Appleton band Dusk. They stopped by our studio to share some music and tell the story behind their country soul inspiration. Julie and Riley, thank you so much for coming into the studio and playing live for us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So from what I've read, it sounds like this band kind of came about as the result of a joke that someone used the phrase sweet country jams, and all of a sudden it became not a thing you eat, but a band. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was kind of a daydream that Amos and Colin and one of their other friends, Matt, had, where they thought of a record cover where they were, like, eating jam and had jam all over themselves, and it was a country record called Sweet Country Jams, and pictures of jam in the background. Yeah, but Colin and Amos were kind of playing soul covers at the time, so I think it kind of sprung from that.
How did you get on board with the new band?
I had shared an interest in country music with Amos and Colin, and kind of grew up on the old stuff like Patsy Cline and Hank, and there weren't very many other kids in town that were into that kind of stuff, and we all have our own home studios, so we just kind of like get together and write songs and record for fun, and eventually a band kind of came out of it, so...
And Julie, is that something that you share, that love of old-time country and soul?
Yeah, I love old country music, but I think what got me more, what we discovered we shared more of an interest in was the old soul music, because that's what I listen to all of the time, mostly.
Okay, so Riley, for you it was Patsy Cline. Who was it for you, Julia? Who did you love?
Well, I love Sam Cooke and Ann Peebles and Marvin Gaye and a bunch of other bands. It's hard to name them all.
So you're switching off lead vocals with Amos, and I understand you studied voice in college, so what does that bring to the band? What do you want to do with your voice here?
Yeah, I studied voice in college because I just always was obsessed with singing, and it taught me a lot of theory and how to talk about music and critically listen to music, I think. I use some of the way I studied voice in this band, but it's a very different approach because it's all, you know, close mic'd and using a different kind of expression versus classical music. So, but I do think about technique and stuff, I guess. Yeah.
I studied voice in college too, and it was not so easy to toggle between classical and anything else. You ended up sounding like John Denver trying to sing classical yeah. or vice versa. So how did you do it? How do you make that transition?
I had a really good teacher who, and I mean, I've always kind of just tried to sing how I feel about the song, like whatever the song's about. So I think not trying to fabricate anything is really important to me when I'm singing. So yeah, and I'm not worried about trying to fill a hall or sing over an orchestra, you know, so a lot of those kind of habits can fall away. But it is weird, for sure.
And you've got some sweet low notes that are coming out in the mix. Is that where your voice feels happy, singing those low, belty notes?
Yeah, I was a contralto in school. I've always had a low voice.
She could stay the night, make you
you brought. I think you're the first person on set list to be playing the instrument you're playing.
It's a six-string pedal steel. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started playing that.
Well, initially when we were all getting together and writing songs and recording, I was just playing guitar and kind of adding that to the group, and Amos had a pedal steel sitting around, and they recorded with that for the single Too Sweet, and I was just like, if you want me to play pedal steel, I'll learn it. And
that's funny, because I was going to say, it seems like a really intentional instrument, that if you're going to play pedal steel, you set out having that fire burning your heart to play pedal steel, but it sounds like you came to it later.
I've loved the sound and like the feel of the instrument, and just try and emulate that from the old records I used to listen to.
So this instrument was not your first love. What was?
No. I play drums mostly, and that's what I grew up playing, and then started writing songs on guitar, and from there I did a lot of like solo recording where I play all the parts. So yeah, I kind of dabble in most of it, but drums is my main focus.
The band is from Appleton. What is it like making music in Appleton? I mean, now we hear so much all the time about Eau Claire being the new music hub in Wisconsin. What does Appleton have going for it? Or not have going for it? What do you think?
It's pretty tight-knit. It's a small community. But there are different sects of people working on music. There's a pretty supportive group, though. You know, it's a small town, so you kind of all do stuff together or at least know what other people are up to.
Yeah, there's quite a strong DIY underground scene, and then the Mile of Music has really brought kind of a new side to the music scene too, and we're starting to get in touch with some of those bands and bring the community a little closer. And I mean, I grew up in Appleton, and it's always been like a pretty strong music scene, so living there my whole life, I've kind of met most of the musicians because it's a pretty small town. And
I read an interview with the band, and I can't remember which one of you said it, but one of you said that it was not a great town for gigging. Is that still true, or is it changing?
Yeah, it's nice to leave. There are a lot of like cover bands that play downtown. There's not really a lot of venues for original music, but that's starting to grow more with Mile Music coming in and kind of like showing these potential venues that you can have original music and like people will come out and support that.
Curious about here on Setlist is we speak with a lot of regional musicians. Some of them make the big time and they're touring. A lot of them, they're more local. So how does music fit into your life right now? Is it something that is the main focus of what you're doing, or is this what you do on the side?
Oh, for every member, I think it's the kind of forefront of what they're thinking about all the time. Ever since I can remember, I just always was like, I want to be in choir and orchestra and whatever and take lessons and stuff. So, and then my parents are like the most supportive parents, so they just were like, okay, well, we'll do it then. And it just has always been a fixture. And for a while I got into farming and I stopped playing music, and then I was just kind of really unsatisfied, so I switched back.
Really? You got into farming? And you left music and got into farming and then you came back?
Yeah, I was tomato farming and I had hives, beehives and stuff like that, and I really didn't play music at all, and then I was just kind of like, I don't know, I just felt like kind of like something was missing, so I still garden and stuff, but I play music a lot.
Is that one of those only in Wisconsin things, you think, that someone could leave, keep bees, grow tomatoes, and then come back and be in a soul country band?
I'm sure there's other rural areas that kind of thing happens, but Wisconsin is is one of those places for sure.
Oh, I'm the one you never want. Yeah, I'm the one.
going forward, I know that it's a group that draws from other groups, and you have different members who come in and out to play different pieces in your songs. But how does it work as a collaborative? How do you produce stuff, and where are you going next?
We all write. Every one of us has written songs for the group, so we just bring one and, you know, and or record a demo and send it to everybody, and everybody records. Amos is probably the main recording guy. We have a studio in our basement. Yeah, very collaborative. We all try and support each other.
Here comes the light. It comes out at night. Here comes the light. There's a beacon calling from.
Here comes the light.
We're the bored recluse. We'll howl at the moon all night.
Are you all roommates?
Amos and Colin and I live together. And then Riley lives close by, and Tyler lives in Madison, here.
You make it sound like kind of a family. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, I think any band feels family vibes for after they spend so much time together, you know, and you're trying to be creative together, so you reveal some of yourself when you're doing that.
Sounds like kind of a creative crucible. You can just roll out of bed, someone's got a song idea, you hit the studio. Does it work like that?
I mean, yeah, that sometimes it is that romantic, and sometimes it's, you know, a little less romantic, but pretty much. I mean, we're all around all the time, so we hear what we're listening to, or if someone's in their room with their guitar amp up loud.
You guys gonna do any touring coming up?
This September we'll be hitting the East Coast and a little bit of Canada for a couple weeks.
So I know there's different tiers of touring, and you know there's the paid for all the way with a sweet coach, and then there's somebody's van. What is your tour gonna be like?
It's a lot of stuff in a van.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of gear.
Little you looking
space.
Forward to it?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sounds like fun. You're giving me band envy.
Oh, good.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming and playing in the studio today.
Thanks for
Thank you.
That was the Appleton Band Dusk. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to wpr.org/setlist.
That wraps up this year's Setlist Summer Music Series, but the Setlist website will be continually updated with new content. Just head over to wpr.org/setlist to discover your new favorite band.
Coming up, a look at how Milwaukee has successfully balanced industry and quality of life in the Menominee Valley. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.